set aside that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known. But
and we're back with Sports Over That America. Man, I just ran. I was Speedy Gonzales stuff I just did. When I lay it on, come get to play it on my life to sacrifice. You know, it does sometimes suck to be your own board op. Case in point, had to make a quick bathroom run there. That's why it sucks to be your own board op. This is Sports Over That America. Again, folks, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Joined by your Saturday night evening host, Johnny Marino. Hey, folks, how you doing? Here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We'll also broadcast to you all around the world on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone, and on iHeartRadio. Look, we're all over the place. If you really want to talk to us, we make ourselves available. We're going to talk about college basketball, about the NCAA tournament. Now, if you haven't heard, pretty exciting stuff. You might want to Google the name Warren Buffett, because, first of all, you should know who he is just because he's his brilliance in the business world. First. Second of all, we're going to talk about his donation for when I win, I think, $1 billion from him. I hope I do. I mean, odds are, my bracket sucks every year. But we're going to talk about the possible chance of winning $1 billion to fill out the perfect March Madness bracket via the man, Warren Buffett. We'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about the NFL once a little bit more free agency. We may have Cam Gore join us in a little bit. I do not know. Don't hold me to that. Cam's a great guy, but unfortunately, he is a very busy man. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. Talk a little about the NHL. Ryan Miller got traded, one of my all-time favorite players. Unfortunately, he's playing for the Blues now, which really will frustrate me again, folks. This is Johnny Marino on Sports Around America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Taking your calls always. Let the Chili's play me out here on Sports Byline on the Sports Byline Radio Network and on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Listen to a man for a friend, all the channels that have broken down. Now you bring it up, I'm gonna ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe what we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on my lap.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon. And you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute, and a donut with no hole is a Danish."
Has not one of Quentin Tarantino's movies won an Academy Award for Best Picture? Can someone explain that to me? This is the theme, again, this is Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Don't be afraid to call in and interrupt me at any time. And we're back. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I was talking to my mom about this because I'm a big Quentin fan. My buddy, who's a film major down at LMU, he calls him QT. He's QT. You know, that is the man, Quentin. He's QT. Okay. I respect him. I mean, I think his films are interesting. They're always gripping. He always brings out points, and in particular with Inglourious Basterds and Django, he brings out points of history that he finds interesting. Inglourious Basterds was a story of Jewish redemption during World War II and a fantasy of all filmmakers to rewrite history and to have Hitler die, or plots to kill Hitler, which was very interesting. I don't want to give the ending away, but it's a very good one. Christoph Waltz won the Academy Awards. He's had actors be nominated, and he himself has won an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay, which he should probably win every time he writes a movie. I mean, the fact he didn't win it for Inglourious Basterds was a pure farce. The Bigelow for The Hurt Locker won it. Now, I'm not saying that was a bad movie. It also won Best Picture that year, but look, I'm sorry. If I'm going to go see a movie and I'm going to say what was better, The Hurt Locker or Inglourious Basterds, The Hurt Locker's already kind of been forgotten. Inglourious Basterds, you talk about that movie, it perks ears up. And then with Django, he won Best Original Screenplay yet again. I think he won it again. He also won Best Original Screenplay with Pulp Fiction. And you know, it's pretty interesting when you talk about the Academy Awards, and those are happening tomorrow or today, depending on where – they're happening today, depending on where you're spinning here on planet Earth. I do that all the time. You know, it's funny. 1994, Pulp Fiction was nominated. Now, even Reservoir Dogs, I mean, that movie was a very interesting, a very good movie. Independent movie, probably the greatest independent movie of all time. Not nominated. I think that was, 1992 when Reservoir Dogs came out? 92? Yeah. I think I nominated for a few Academy Awards, but wasn't nominated for Best Picture. 94. Pulp Fiction loses. Now, to Forrest Gump. It wasn't like it lost to some – it didn't lose to Chicago the Musical like Kings of New York did, which is one of the – or I'm sorry, or The Pianist. How about that? The Pianist, one of the most heartbreaking films of a Jewish man in Poland during the years of Nazi occupation. I don't know who that was calling in. They called me Jerry, so obviously they're not listening. But real quick, let's see who this is, actually. Hey, who is this on the line?
This is Mike from Indiana.
Oh, Mike. Hey, man, how you doing? It's Johnny. What's going on, man?
Oh, what's up, Johnny? How you doing? I'm sorry. I thought Mr. Jerry was in tonight.
No, Mike, I do Saturday nights now. Jerry takes Saturday nights off. I am the host every night, Saturday nights.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I guess, too. What's on your mind, man?
Oh, well, I just thought it was an interesting day in college hoops. A lot of upsets today.
A lot of upsets today. You saw Syracuse go down. Very interesting day on college hoops.
Yeah, Syracuse went down. Cincinnati went down. St. Louis went down. A lot of favorites except for Wichita State. They didn't go down. And the Shockers look like they're for real.
Well, yeah, I don't know, Mike. I mean, here's the difference between the Shockers and everyone else. You know, the Shockers haven't really played anybody yet. And I know it's a bad argument for basketball, because in basketball is really a sport where you can beat anyone any day, depending on how you're playing. But, man, they've played schools like Bradley and I compared to like Syracuse's schedule or Duke's schedule, I feel like Duke and those teams are gonna beat them up a little bit, and I don't expect them to get past the Sweet 16. I really don't.
Well, you know what? That's the same valley they played in last year, and they beat the same tough power conference teams on their way to the Final Four last year, and this team is better offensively than last year's group. They still play the same type of defense. I think they're going to go back to the Final Four. Now, I don't know whether they'll get to the final game, the championship game, but I think they make the Final Four, and I think that unless they get beat in the Valley, they got to be a number one seed.
Well, they're going to be a number one seed. The fact they went 31-0, every kind of bracketology is somewhat said that they're going to be the number one seed at somewhere. So they're going to get it. They've been saying not Syracuse now, but Wichita State was one of the gimme number one seeds. But surprisingly, they're only number two in the nation, which I thought was
surprising.
Well, wasn't
that number two in the nation because they consider the SEC better than the Valley? That's what the experts are hiding behind. Oh, they don't play anybody. Well, see, it's not their fault that teams won't play them. After they went to the Final Four last year during the off season, they tried to schedule games with the big boys, and none of them wanted to do that. None of them wanted to play Wichita State. So then they scheduled their conference, and, you know, there are only a few teams like St. Louis U who would step up to the plate and play them in the pre-conference season. So these guys, the ACCs, the Big Tens, these guys, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. And they didn't want to take this team on. But see, when turning time comes, you don't have any choice.
Well, here, Mike, let me ask you something, because this is the thing we see in college sports, and especially in basketball and football, where teams either get ridiculed or reviled for having a tough preseason or pre-conference schedule. See, when I was younger, I always felt like you got to be the best. You got to beat the best. You got to have a tough schedule all the way around, right? You know, that's the sport fan mentality. But you know, as I get older and I see it, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for a lot of these schools, especially the big time schools, to play big time opponents before their season, because it doesn't help. All it can do is hurt
you.
If
it's football, you know, because of the bullcrap system, which just ended, we now will have the mini playoffs. But under the bullcrap system,
but even in the mini playoffs, only four teams. So I mean, having a tough preseason, I lose one game. I can only afford to lose one other game the rest of the year. And if I still won the conference with two losses, I could miss the national title playoff.
Well, but see, rankings come into play now, and I'm guessing that strength of schedule will be one of the considerations.
Well, I think they're going to keep the same sort of system, And that's kind of been, I guess, talked about. But a traded schedule was taken into consideration. The Pac-12 would have had three teams in BCS bowl games last year because Arizona State, Oregon, and Stanford had the top five. They had the three of the top five hardest schedules in all of college football.
Well, I agree with you. That's one of the things I respect about Tom Izzo at Michigan State. He will play the tough preseason conference. And preseason's pre-conference schedule, and that was one of Denny Crum, Louisville's ex-coach. That was one of his philosophies that, you know, we're going to play the best teams that we can find, and what you see in November, by March, we'll be a lot better, and we'll be tournament ready. So, see, that's the difference in basketball from football, college football. And so, you know, you go up and down in the polls, and you can look bad in November, but by February or March, you could be just right.
Right.
That tourney run.
Well, in basketball, there's 64 teams. Half of them aren't ranked. So, I mean, rankings really don't matter. Just getting to the dance, anything can happen. You know, and in football, I think there have been rumblings already about having a Super 16. I think that's too many teams, to be honest with you, for a college football playoff. I think they should stick to eight. But no, I mean, it's a good point to bring up, with these teams in out of conference schedule. I honestly hope the Shockers do well. But I got to be honest, I think if they got matched up and their bracket, if you look at bracketology, they're going to run into Kansas relatively soon. And I think a Kansas team, although they did lose today, I could see a Kansas team tournament ready, going in and beating Wichita State.
Well, KU, everybody's got warts and weaknesses. And, you know, last year nobody figured they would beat Ohio State or they would beat the teams that they beat to get to the Final Four. And this year looking at it, there aren't really any great teams. This thing is going to be wide open.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the last few years it's kind of been wide open. Maybe not last year, but for the most part, the tournament the last few years has been pretty wide open.
And so Florida is, you can't complain about them being a legit number one, although I think based on record they should be number two.
Right. Hey, Mike. Listen, man. We got a break coming up, so I gotta run. All right.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Hey, you too, man. You brought up some good points. 1-800-878-7529. That was Mike in Indiana. We love our callers here. We love our regulars here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Coming back with an update in just a few minutes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you, it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
The legendary Jason Sudeikis on Saturday Night Live, along with Janis Joplin. Gotta love summertime. You know, the legendary 27 Club is something interesting to talk about.
Summertime.
Me and Jerry had the debate, you know, what happens if Justin Bieber dies at 27? There's going to be an outcry of Bieberites, zealot Bieberites, that are going to want him in the 27 Club, and he will not be allowed in. This is Burbacco Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Then we got an update. This update is brought to you by Herb Blossom Express. Check them out at herb-blossom.com, and you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually benefits stable farmers, and it's got all sorts of great spices and flavors. You should really check it out. You can put it on chicken. You can put it on next to anything. Check them out at herb-blossom.com. We'll start with the NBA as Miami beat Orlando 112-98. Washington beat Philadelphia 122-103. Houston beat Detroit 118-110. Indiana, the winner over Boston, 102-97. Brooklyn beat Milwaukee 107-98. Milwaukee, 11 wins on the year. What a season. Memphis beat Cleveland 110-96. Denver, they lose to Portland 102-96. Rough year for the Nuggets. Sacramento, they lost to Minnesota, who's been playing much better of late, 108-97. Kevin Love, got to respect him. And I didn't get the Clippers score, but they won big tonight. Washington and the NHL, they beat Boston 4-2. The Devils, they beat the Islanders 6-1. Philly, the Philly! They beat the Rangers 4-2. Columbus, they beat Florida, the Panthers 6-3. Perennial hockey powers in this one and that one. Winnipeg, they beat Nashville 3-1 as Tampa Bay beat Dallas 4-2. The horrible Kings, I respect the Kings, they're really good. But they beat Carolina 3-1. I'm a Sharks fan, what can I expect? Montreal in overtime beat Toronto 4-3. And Chicago outside at Soldier Field in the Winter Classic Stadium Series, they win over Pittsburgh 5-1. Really quick, let's go. We got time. Yeah, let's go. Let's hit the NCAA scores as Florida beat LSU 79-61. Wichita State, they beat Missouri State 69 68-45 to complete the 31-0 perfect season for Wichita, the Shockers. Syracuse goes down to Virginia, number 12, Virginia, 75-56. Oklahoma State, they take down number 5, Kansas, 72-65. Memphis, they take down Louisville. It's an update. It's an upset night, 72-66. Xavier takes down Creighton, 75-69. VCU, they take down St. Louis, number 10, St. Louis, 76-56. It's an upset night as Cincinnati, they go down to Connecticut, 51-45. Kansas State, they take down Iowa State, another upset, 80-73. Go figure. Michigan's a winner. South Carolina's a winner. Illinois is the winner. And then another big-time upset, SMU, actually. They're 23 of the nation. How about that? They beat Florida Central, 72-55. This update was brought to you by Liverguard. Kids drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. More of Sports Overnight America. That was actually, oh man, I was on replay. This update was actually brought to you by Herb Blossom Express. Check them out at herb-blossom.com. Now more Sports Overnight America. There we go. I did that right. When you're doing this a long time, it tends to happen. And thank God I've been doing this. I've been in this industry for all of 2 years now. I was getting into the Academy Awards because, you know, there have been, you know, people have talked about, you know, the Academy Awards. Is it really the best movie of the year that wins? You could argue over the past, you know, and I think this is also a testament to how good, you know, first of all, America has been good at three major things. We build great cars, we make great weapons, and we make good movies. I mean, we make the best movies in the world. I mean, I think that's very clear. That is best done in America. I don't think there's any objection to any thought, anyone in that thought process. And the Academy Awards, it was 11 years ago when Chicago won the Academy Award for Best Picture, which is Chicago. I know I don't disrespect musicals. You know, I try to, you know, I'm a guy who likes sports. Obviously, musicals aren't my forte. I saw The Book of Mormon, very funny. I saw The Producers. It's okay. I thought it was somewhat comical, a little too homosexual. It's a little too gay for my taste. Yeah, a little too gay for my taste. Not again. You know, that's not again. I'm not the target audience, so you know, take it for what it's worth. But I saw the musical Chicago, and I didn't find it very good. I don't think it's a very interesting story. And it won Best Picture over The Pianist, which was, in my mind, was, you know, I feel The Pianist is one of the, if not, I think it is the best representation of a Polish Jew living through September 1939 to April 1945, time period of World War II. Started with the invasion of Poland and in the East, ended with Germany signing the unconditional surrender to the Allied forces of the United States and to the Soviet Union. And The Pianist is about a guy who's a musician. He's a pianist who it's his trials and tribulations over the 6 years of Nazi occupation, also him hiding and trying to survive in what clearly was a crazy world. Yeah, that happened. And Gangs in New York, too, which is a great representation of Marty Scorsese as a phenomenal director. And tomorrow, for Best Picture, I don't really get into the actors and actors so much. I'm a big movie fan, if you haven't. I talk about it quite often, quite openly. I guess the winner is going to be 12 Years a Slave. Now, I feel like it was. I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably watch it after the Academy Awards. I saw American Hustle, The Wolf of Wall Street, which is my favorite movie of the year, partly because it was just so captivating. Her, I thought, was a highly overrated movie, very weird. I like Joaquin Phoenix and Amy Adams, and as well. Rooney Mara, who's in the film, but man, that was a weird movie. Gravity, which I felt was stupid. I didn't like Gravity. Dallas Buyers Club was a very interesting movie. Matthew McConaughey did a very good job, and Captain Phillips, which was a pretty good movie. So it's interesting. In last year, you know, you saw movies like Silver Linings Playbook, Django, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty. They were nominated for Best Picture, and you know, the movies are very good now, and they've expanded the category to get more films nominated. Because man, there's some really good movies being made, and it's true. Not sometimes the best movies aren't even nominated, let alone win. You know, forget about that. You know, 1994. It's a is Forrest Gump the best movie in that category over Pulp Fiction and Schindler's List, mind you. I don't know. That is I think a few film critics would be up in arms about who wins the better film that year. And also another one which is pretty funny. I look back through history. I'm a nerd that way, and I look back at the year. Marty Scorsese in particular has been just. I mean, screwed isn't even the word. I mean, Taxi Driver, one of his best movies of all time. It lost to Rocky. Now, obviously, as a sports fan, I'm a fan of Rocky, but man, after I heard about Chuck Wepner, I don't like Rocky so much anymore. It won over Taxi Driver and Network, two of this station's, or the host of this station, our favorite movies. So we'll come back, talk a little bit about that, talk about the NFL. I want to get into real quick the free agency market. Just talk about what's been happening with the franchise tag and a few other things. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-75. That's the phone number here on the Sports Byline Radio Network, broadcasting to you all around the world on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. The cops from engineering feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now, about this pickle we find ourselves in, it would appear there's only one thing left for you to do.
And what would that be?
Stiglitz.
See how feed us into your Nazi boss.
Mm-hmm. Hey you, out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me?
Now, Pink Floyd and Inglourious Bastards, I really can't go wrong anywhere in that realm. I don't know.
Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight.
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Well, we'll talk about sports in just a little bit. I took a film class last year at my San Jose State, my university. To my behest, I learned more about film than I probably wanted to, probably cared to. But, you know, it's we looked at film history, and it's funny. Yeah, you know, the Academy Awards, I mentioned now, it's like, what, I think, what, it's like nine movies? Nine movies are nominated now. It used to only be four. Now it's, and then it was five for years. Now it's like nine or ten. I don't know, I feel like we make better movies in America. No doubt, it's probably our second highest export, believe it or not. You'd actually be surprised if you looked at numbers that films, the revenue that films make. You know, if people want to know, you know, why do actors make so much money? Why do athletes make so much money? Because the revenue's there. Come on, folks, economics here. One, it's really a little bit more, it's more interesting than you realize. And the where does revenue come from? It comes from us getting our lazy asses off the couch and going to the theater. It also comes from the international sales, which is actually very high. And again, you know, we talk about Bollywood in India. All sorts of, you know, film, art, U.S. film is really appreciated around the world. And if you are listening around the world, first of all, what are you listening to this show for? Second of all, thank you for listening. Third of all, you could attest to that. A lot of my friends in Canada, from my buddy who played hockey for years, a lot of his friends from Canada have come down and told us, you know, we watch American movies. We don't watch Canadian movies. This is what we do. You know, American movies, they're the best. And again, the Academy Awards, look, I don't watch for the dresses. I don't watch for any of that crap. I just like to see what movie wins Best Picture. Because it never is the movie you want that should win it. It never is. It's never the movie you want, I guess. You know, I like 12 Years a Slave again. I thought it was a good movie, but I don't know. The Wolf of Wall Street was just an interesting movie. It was 3 hours long. I was entertained the whole time. I saw it three times in the theater. You want to talk about a future wall, a economics nerd. I watched the movie three times. I read the book twice. So, I mean, I'm very interested in Jordan Belfort's life in particular. But it was a very interesting representation of 1990s Wall Street. And obviously what they were doing at Stratton Oakmont was obscene and unheard of and ridiculous and all of the above. But, man, it's a very interesting movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Now, if you're not there's a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, a lot of sex, and you get to see Margaret Robbie naked. That's a triple plus. If you're a guy, even if you're a girl, I'm sure you like seeing that view. 1-800-878-7529. She's just a really pretty girl. Look, we'll talk about the NFL right now a little bit. I'm done talking about basketball. I was actually talking about basketball for almost an hour tonight. Wow, how'd I do that? Go figure. Thanks to Mike in Indiana. Again, 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number, folks. Don't be afraid to call in. We'll get you in right now. There is – well, the phone lines are clear. What do you expect? It is Saturday night. But no, I want to talk about the NFL free agency because it actually is coming up. And I know one of my friends and I, we argued. I told him – he's a hockey player. Different friend than my hockey friend I just mentioned. But I told him the NFL now is a 365. It's – every day there is news in the NFL. You know, regardless of whether you like it or not, that's just the reality of the league. Every day there is news about the league. And he's not a huge football fan. He's becoming one, I guess, probably because his ex-girlfriend was a Niner fan along with myself, so we made him watch the games this year. But, you know, there's a lot of news. And really this free agent market is far from barren. It's a lot of really good athletes and players in it. Jimmy Graham, let's face it, Jimmy Graham and Brian Arakpo are not going anywhere. They're going to stay put. Those are the two, I'd say the two most talented guys. The casual fan may not know who Brian Arakpo is. Really great player at the University of Texas. I think in particular, he's one of the more underrated talent, super talents. He missed a year last year. He missed all of last year, the previous 2012 season. He missed that entire season due to an injury. Last year, I think he was getting the sea legs most of the year. He played a lot better in the second half of the season. But I'll tell you what, I think if he were to hit the market, he would be very highly coveted across the league. There's a lot of teams that could use a pass rusher like him, and I feel that of all the free agents, that would be the guy to go after. Now also Jarius Byrd, who I think he's gonna walk away from Buffalo. I think we know. It's like Kevin Love with the Lakers. We all know Kevin Love is leaving Minnesota next year. You know, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you know, but maybe there is a slight chance he stays in Minnesota. They can offer him the most money, but he played his college ball at UCLA. I don't see him staying. I think he's going to go. Well, this is actually really comfortable. I'll talk about the headset a little bit later, but this great headset we have here is pretty interesting. It actually lay back now and talk. It's actually great. I can get very comfortable here. The mic here was just awful. But with a lot of these guys in the market, it's going to be interesting to watch the draft. Because a lot of great players in the free agent market. But quarterbacks do not hit the free agent market anymore. It's always backup guys, guys who are looking for a shot. That's who hit the free agent market. It's guys who teams aren't sold on, so they let them hit the market. If they can get them for a cheap contract, yay. If not, they let them walk. Okay, makes sense. But there's a couple guys who I think are going to be seals, and one of them, hopefully, I hope to God he leaves Seattle, is Michael Bennett. He was just a huge, big-time playmaker this year. I mean, very underrated, underpaid, first of all. But this year, I think he's going to be ending the underpaid part. He's going to be making a lot of money for one team because he was hugely significant. And in particular, you want to watch where he was very important to the Seattle success. Put the Niner games on. He was the best player on that defense, those games. Now you can say Richard Sherman, he made a big play. Sure, Richard Sherman actually had a very good game the first time the Niners attend the Seahawks matchup. The third time, however, didn't get a whole lot of action, but when he did, he made a play. So respect to him just for staying disciplined and staying in his zone. Definitely. But Michael Bennett was the guy who he recovered that fumble, the Colin Kaepernick fumble. One of his three turnovers. I very frustrating for me. But yeah, every game that Seattle won, this guy just seemed to make a play. And in the NFL now, you know, if you get 16 sacks, you're a legend. 16 sacks, and that's one sack a game. You're paying D linemen to make one play a game, really. Defensive ends to make one play a game. Really, it's what it comes. It's almost what it equates to. Now, that's not the case. They make plays in the run game. They get near the quarterback and force bad throws. Okay, they force bad incomplete passes. You know, make them throw it away. Obviously, but if you want to lay it down, a sack per season. You know, you're really paying them for at best 8 sacks. I mean, that's average. I mean, the average pass rusher who is a starter. Defensive end, whether it's defensive end or outside linebacker, is making somewhere between, I don't know, 7 to 15 million, somewhere in that range. And he may get 9 sacks for the season. That's a good year. 9 sacks is a solid year in the NFL. And Michael Bennett got 7 off the bench, mind you. Seattle would rotate their defensive line. He got 7 off the bench, and he also had an interception. The guy just was a ball hawk magnet this year, and I pray to God somebody snakes him away from Seattle because he was a pain in the Niners' side this past year. There's a lot of really interesting defensive ends. Michael Johnson from Cincinnati. He's going to walk. Lamar Houston from Oakland. Very big, underrated player. But he's young and he's really good. I mean, he's very young. He played for the Raiders, so that's part of the reason why he's flown so under the radar so much. But, man, he's going to be a great player. Another guy who I think hasn't got a lot of respect in this free agent class, and I understand there's a few other good corners, Vontae Davis and Brett Grimes are there, but Akeem Talib, I mean, he is a freaking superstar. He is very good, and I understand it was the attitude problems, obviously, what led him out of Tampa. No secret there, but man, Akeem Talib. If you watch any Patriots game this year, that whole defense centered around what Talib's talent allowed them to. I mean, he's a shutdown corner who plays the run. He's not afraid to hit. I mean, he's a really top of the line player. And, you know, he's going to get a big contract somewhere. And the thing is, though, we could say that. You know, a lot of these guys should be making big money. But the question is, will they? You know, the market's going to dictate, as it always does in life. The market always dictates the price. Are people biting? You know, what's going to happen? What guys are going to come off the board first? Who's going to sell at the right time? Who's going to buy? Who knows, right? But, you know, you see quite a few of these guys, and man, how are they not going to make mega bucks? And they're still not going to. And compared to other sports, these guys are going to be making nothing. Compared to Major League Baseball, what these guys are going to be making is nothing. And these guys actually, you know, they play less games, but they might score more points in a season than a wide receiver might score more points in a season than a top batter is going to drive in runs or hit home runs. So it's a little interesting to see it talk about. And also the salary cap, actually, they had a fixed number on that now. It's $133 million going to be expanding to next year. I've already said my reasoning for why I think that is. I think it was a smart move by the league. So then teams don't get handicapped by their quarterbacks. So they're able to sign their quarterbacks and bring back veteran players. With the new CBA, you want to be able to have teams, you know, the part of it was set up was to get veterans, be able to lock them down and not be forced out by rookies. Well, another part of it should be, you know, what's happening with a lot of these teams. You see what happened with the Falcons and the Ravens, who were two of the top teams in football 2 years ago. And this year, the Falcons were a disaster, and the Ravens were just mediocre because they lost so many players on their defense and their offense. We're going to come back and do a quick update. Gotta love the Stones. Gotta miss you. Gotta come back, do a quick update here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone, broadcasting to you live here in San Francisco, California. Again, 1-800-878-75. That is the phone number here with your host, Johnny Marino. God, it's a great day. It was actually a little bit rainy, but overall nice day here on Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That is really hard.
You really think you can go all day long?
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Little Ramble On from Led Zeppelin. Gotta love Zeppelin. This is Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. We have an update. Well, no, we don't. I'm a little too lazy at the moment. We got an update coming at you. If we had done one, it would be brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code and you get the word great, and you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. Go to the NBA. I'm going to give you your winners tonight. Here's the deal. If you, for NBA, NHL, and the NCAA, if you hear your team, they won. If you didn't, they either lost or they didn't play. Here we go. Miami, Washington. Oh, ramble on. Miami won the NBA. And Miami, Washington, Houston, Indiana, Brooklyn, Memphis, Portland, Minnesota, and the Clip Show. In the NHL, on the ice, Washington, New Jersey, Philly, Columbus, Winnipeg, Tampa Bay, the Kings of Los Angeles, Montreal and OT, and Chicago outside at Soldier Field in the Winter Classic Stadium Series. In the NCAA, a ton of upsets. Florida won, though. Wichita State won, though. Numbers 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11 all got knocked off tonight. And 15, and 17, and 18 all got knocked off tonight. How about that? This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about whatever you want. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting to you on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.